Ask the Lord, because I knew for one this morning was not going to be, and let's just continue where we are in John's gospel, not that there's not life there, but to share and to wrestle with the realities of what can and may happen to any one of our bodies at different periods of time. And again, I'll continue to proclaim it has nothing to do with having a lack of faith, but it has everything to do with declaring that, as Job even said, even if you slay me, even if you are doing this to me, I will worship you. Right? And I want you all to realize that Jesus wrestled with that exact issue. And in his case, it was the Lord. It was his Father that smote him, put this on him. And he had an unanswered prayer. But in that garden, when that prayer wasn't answered, he ended that prayer by saying, but not my will. And I found myself saying, but was your will ever different than his will? Because aren't you one? But he had sensed the humanity and the wrestling that we as humans have with the fact that we have been given a will. And we choose this day whom we're going to serve. And Jesus, that at that moment, when he felt his human will asking the question, the Spirit said, but your will be done. And he went to the cross. And he allowed the most torturous way to die ever. Ever. He was filleted, literally. God Almighty taking his son and allowing that to happen, compelled by his love. And that's where we say, what are you talking about? How is that love? What father does that to his son? When Abraham was on that mountain, trusting God, that even if he was going to sacrifice Isaac, that they were still going to worship God. That was a small picture of what God the Father was going to carry out. And for people outside, you know, they can look at the Christian faith and say, what kind of God is that? But once you see the full picture and understand what he's really doing, he has answered the unanswerable question and made a way from what was literally impossible. That we, sinful men and women, could have our sins covered and paid for. And he knew that if he did what he was going to do, that that could purchase for him us. And for the joy that was set before him. For Jesus, now, it didn't look like it was all joy. But he was looking into eternity future from that finite moment, knowing that everything that he was about to undergo would allow me and you to be before God forever. When the enemy thought that he'd found a way to steal God's glory from this creation of God made in his image, that he found a way to get us damned like he was. And Jesus said, no. God the Father said no. And to make himself as vulnerable as he did is what makes the gospel the gospel. And it isn't that we stand here and say, you know what, Lord, even if whatever, and we fill in the blank with maybe something more negative than not. Because we don't stand here to say that, you know, we're not trusting you. All the more, you were saying, we trust you because you are the one who said, I am the truth. So regardless of what a circumstance is in front of me, regardless of what the circumstance is, if he is the truth, that is the only thing that matters. Right? We say, I said the verse already, you know, we walk by faith and not sight. And then the scriptures tell us that faith is the evidence of things not seen. So we look at the evidence around us, and there's times that we say, I'm not sure. And then we look at the scriptures again. They tell us the heavens declare his glory. Right? A billion galaxies appear at his word. So we need God to help us interpret the evidence that's in front of us. Because the enemy will throw up all kinds of false evidence. And if you're here on a Wednesday, remember Jacob was shown the bloody jacket of Joseph as evidence that his son was dead. It was a lie. So we need the Lord to help us interpret the evidence before us. And all it does is point to the fact that I need his perspective to know what the truth is. Okay? Because false evidence appearing real creates fear. That acronym you've probably heard before. And yet, the Lord does not desire any of us to fear. Right? He told us, fear not. I am with you to the end of the age. Okay? This is a short window. It's a short window. The way that we sometimes cling to it puts things in perspective that, wait a second. When we can grab the eternal, which is him, okay, we can go through any temporal, and there are many people that we can point to in the evidence of that. So whether, the Lord gives us many days or not, okay, he's what we're clinging to, right? He said, not only did he say, I am the truth, the rest of what he explains it, and we're going to see this when we get to it in John, the way, the life. And no one comes to the Father except through him. So we all get that to that place in our lives where you get the first, I'll call it the shot across the bow. Right? That's the warning that for one, you're in a battle. And for two, this is temporal. So as our bodies progress, right, we all get that first wake up that says, wait a second, this body, Tom, your body, isn't going with you into eternity. But it is well with my soul. Because my soul is trusting in him. So regardless of what happens to my body, regardless of what happens to your body, it is well. It is well. So I say this not to create a false hope, to not look at reality, to not be full of faith, but to declare all the more that you are truth, and I and we will stand on everything that you've said and allow your way of working that out to be how you work it out. Because it's going to be glorious, right? It's going to be. All things do work together for good for those who are called of the Lord. All. We just get frustrated when our perspective of it and our way we want to see it happen isn't there. And that's, you know what that is? That's the 4-year-old at the grocery checkout line saying, I want candy! And the loving mother, for one, says, you're getting it when you get home. No. But the loving mother knows that is not what my child needs. At many levels. Physically is just one. The battle of the wills that's going on is another. But the mom can look and say, no, what I have is so much better for you. I'll lay down my life for you. I nursed you. I will carry you to the ends of the earth. How much greater the Lord's perspective when at any one point in time, he's either saying no, wait, or yes in a different way to our prayers. But we know they're accomplishing this great eternal glory. The primary scripture I was going to read was in 1 Peter 1, where it talks about these trials that have come. And that will come. that they have a purpose that is so far beyond this life. The purpose of them is that your faith, greater worth than gold, would be proved genuine and perfect when Jesus Christ is revealed. Because it's the faith that you have that grabs what God has done, that grabs his grace, grabs the work that Christ has done and holds on to it. And he gives us the strength to do that. Okay, it's by faith that we're saying, Lord Jesus, everything you did, I receive. We verbalize it often in what we call the sinner's prayer. God, I'm a sinner. I need you. Come into my heart. Fill me. Take my life over. Okay? It is faith that grabs that work. And God says, that faith is so important to me that I am going to use everything else in the rest of your life to make that faith pure. The trying of our faith is a beautiful thing. We don't like it. Nobody wishes it on another person. The circumstances are often difficult, but they result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. That's what that scripture says. Okay? Because all things he's making new. All things. This is just the beginning of it. It is just the beginning. That day will come. That day will come. Okay, I'm gonna play this song for you. I left the screen down because it has the words that'll be up there, and allow us to hear them clearly. Though they're pretty clear. I'm hoping the video will cooperate with me, but it's gonna take me just a moment to get that. So if you'll just bear with me for a moment.
They say sometimes you win some, sometimes you lose some. And right now I'm losing bad. I've stood on this stage night after night, reminding the broken it'll be alright. But right now, oh right now, just can't. It's easy to say when there's nothing to bring me down. But what will I say when I'm held to the flame like I am right now? They say it only takes a little faith to move a mountain. Well, good thing a little faith is all I have right now. God, when you choose to leave mountains unmovable,
Jesus, I will cling to you. Come what may, 'cause I know you're able. I know.
So, Father God, we trust you the way Jesus trusted you. And to think you're able and you're willing. You answered that blind man when he said, if you're willing, your word can make me whole. And we know that you're actually willing besides being able. So, Father, we receive your will. We receive the timing of your will. Lord, whatever our eyes get to see, we praise you. We praise you for healing. We praise you for everything. Because you alone are God. We will not tell you how to run this world, but we will come alongside. Because you said that you have actually come alongside of us and you have reached down and you will never leave or forsake us. It is in you that we run to. So, Father, you said you would in no way cast out any who come to you. So we are here before you, knowing by faith that we are not cast away because your Son has covered us. He has covered us. So, Lord, whatever. What if and even if the days ahead are yours, they are to your glory. They will be to your glory. You said that death will be swallowed up in your victory. It will overcome the same way the pain of childbirth is overcome by the joy of that baby. The pain of this world, it will actually be overcome. And by faith, we know, by faith, we declare, by faith, we trust that even the things that you allow to happen on this earth are achieving a greater glory than if they didn't happen. And that, Lord, is only for you to understand. But by faith, we trust that you have allowed this season where there is an enemy, where there is evil, and you told us it's a season, it is not forever. And yet you are using it to a greater glory than there would be than if you didn't. That is faith, God, to trust you for that. So Lord, with all the evidence before us, we say you are God. Help us to interpret what we see, and yet we will proclaim that you are on the throne. You have never moved an inch off that throne. And the Lord Jesus is at your right hand, interceding for us until we too can be in your presence. So, Father, it's with this declaration of our faith that I release your church this day. And, Lord, I use the words that you gave Moses when he said, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And all God's people did say, amen, 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 amen. You are blessed and dismissed. If you do need prayer for anything, please come forward, allow us to pray for you. And God is God. Amen.